Kuklam of Tess. And really, what I want to, Batson, we need to skip a little. I want to skip a little bit, so the hope you'll be marking me that we're going to skip a little bit. I want to skip to the bottom paragraph of Kufla Meches. Okay. Ilazois, based on what we said above, which I skipped, I think you'll understand. After we know what his result is, we understand where how he got there. So we'll go out of order. Mikra avodaseinu b'Torah hu levi hafrid b'shum oifin bein machshava u'maisa bein seichel b'regesh bein chiyuv v'kiyum. So the topic which he's been trying to get to before is we look at the definition of the person is all of the elements of the person put together. So a person takes one part of his being and focuses on that. It's not him anymore. It's a prat of him. And, you know, at best, it's a prat. And you can't even say it's a prat of him. Like you say, the person is saying, you know, how's your health? My health is great, but my heart I'm having problems with. Your heart is part of you, right? You know, you can't say, you know, I'm doing okay, but so it's like, you know, I'm going to focus on my arm. I'm focusing on me. I'm focusing on how my arm interacts with the best of my being. Then I can focus on my arm, right? I take an arm. And I look at it out of context. It's like, you know, you look at it in the air. So it's not going to be healthy in the long run. I know as I get older, so I have a lot of doctors that I see. So I have an ophthalmologist, and I have, you know, I go to a cardiologist once in a while, and I have a gastroenterologist, and I have a podiatrist, and I have a dentist, and each one, you know, speaks to me as if there's no other doctor in the world. And, you know, you need to spend a lot of time working on this. So I made a cheshire, I spend all the time, everybody's telling me I should be doing all the things they want me to do. I have no time to do anything else but doing that. So you have somebody who's his job is integrate all of it together, the internist, whatever it is, who's trying to find the balance in all the different parts. So in the world of Avoda, so what we do is we take, well, I have a problem with Kass. So I work on Kass. And I spend, like, you know, years working on Kass, etc. That's not healthy. Because that's not me. I have a problem with Kass. I also have a little bit of issue of Taiva. I also have a little bit of Atzlus. I have a lot of different problems that I have. I have Milus, which I'm ignoring and working and developing them and strengthening them, etc. And end of the day, so I end up with I'm not a balanced person. I sit there and I learn tremendous Musar, and I have to Baldagah Machshavas and deep Machshavas. And my world is a world of Machshava, and I never transcend the motion element to my being. Or I never transcend into Lamaisa. So it's also not healthy. I'm not a brain. When I was a kid, it was like one of the things you put read in fourth grade, A Wrinkle in Time, right? Right. You go to this planet, there's a big brain there. You know, it's a brain. We're not a brain. The person, he sits there and he has Gewaltige Machshavas. It's not a human being. It's wonderful, it's Gewaltige Machshavas, but if he doesn't translate into reality, it's not him. The human being is a combination of all the things together. So if I can't be mafra between machshava and maisa, seichel and regesh, chiyu v'kiyu. Machshava is a mukas hagu harbachaykru. V'chukim musriim kavu. Came up with very important ethical concepts. Avtahayim ko'or bein adrisho bein akiyu. There was this abyss between the expectation and the reality. By the people who developed the concepts themselves, the reality of there wasn't a reality of doing it. So you say, what's the, you know, it's a famous line from Bertrand Russell, you know. He says, if I teach mathematics, I don't have to be a triangle. If I teach actions, I don't have to be ethical. Right? Nobody asked me to be a triangle to be able to teach mathematics. So who did I can teach ethics, even though he was well known to be very not ethical. Right? And not moral. He was amoral, not immoral. He was amoral. Loi came b'taro guduleha, shabba kopirat kizeh l'tuma yechoshe. At the end of the day, a human being is creating a distance between his understanding and his reality, and he's not finding a way to integrate his understanding into his reality. Again, according to the Majega, which would make sense for him, like we saw before, the result of that is tuma. Wherever there's an absence of the what's supposed to be there, the result is tuma. Tuma is that the gap between the tahar, which is supposed to be there, and what's not there. Klaimer, whatever that means. Shebeemis ein pirik bein limud umaisa. Ubetoch amaisa nivla halimud. Mezem chuyev misoyr ayichur atzmoy shuhu hu yisoyr kol haTorah kula. From the being of the creation of creating a world where the midah of Havaya is mechubah to the midah of Elohim, the midah of Havaya and the midah of Hashkacha, of Elokeinu, are mechubah together, means you can't split anything. So, limud is a maisa. I mean, we spoke about this idea that the truth is, you'll never really understand what a human being is supposed to understand in the world of limud unless you apply it l'maisa. Because part of the kelim which we have to understand something is the l'maisa. Am I making sense? This is the point which Volvo, you know, talks about constantly. It's the kula that our true tfisa in the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Torah is through the mice, and we translate it to the mice. So I had in Cleveland when I was working with a fellow, we were at Harusa with him, and he was very big into, like, you know, he understands the universal truths of the Torah, you know, a good. He's raised in the world of Mendelssohn's, you know, the universal truths of the Torah, which belong to mankind. Why do we have to do all these actions? Why is it so important? You put on tefillin as long as they understand the truth that it represents. Like, that was the question which he had, which was he was grappling with. And we went through various different points in Revolt where we touched on this idea. So, you know, and I mean, we'd have this argument that, you know, like, you know, human beings intrinsically understand right and wrong, and we don't need the Torah to give it from Shemayim. And anyway, you know, what the Maisim, not the Ikir, the Ikir is the Machshava, and the Message, etc. And we were learning these pieces for Rabbah. And I kept, you know, hitting him that if that would be true, that the ability to contemplate something would define the good of the morality of the world, we'd have a generation which is we've had some of the greatest thinkers ever. We'd be looking a lot better than we look. But I gave him a very coarse in that point. Karl Marx. The theory of communism, in theory, is not a bad thing. Right? That we should spread wealth, that everybody should have access to universal health care, are not bad things. Right? And, you know, if we say we don't want that for somebody, like, what are we saying? We're cruel people? We're cruel people. Right? We're saying, listen, we would rather that, because I want to have good health care, and it's only be driven to have good health care because there's a competition. So I'd rather that there shouldn't be universal health care, and there'd be 30 million Americans that don't have health care. Right? That's the message of the Republican Party. Right? That's a hard sell to any person who has a heart. So come to people say, we have a heart, and therefore we're going to create the universe. That's what Karl Marx would say. Right? You walked into the United States of America in the 1880s, and the place was a mess. This is before income tax. Right? So you understand that there was a billionaire in the, right? There was a billionaire in America in the 1880s already. A billionaire. Not a millionaire, a billionaire. Rockefeller was the first billionaire. Right? Standard Oil, Ohio, Standard Oil. The people who worked for him were living in abject poverty. But not something. They were in slavery. They were free people. You can go to the coal mines. You go to the coal mines, and you ever go to the Scranton to the coal mines over there. They described the city. These immigrants would come in. They would need a place to live. So the company would give them a place to live and give them an expectation of what they have to produce, which is way beyond what they could produce. The only way they could do is by having their kids work there also. And every time they went to the store, they gave it to them on credit. But the credit was such that they would never get out of their debt. So they basically were slaves to the company, living and working 12, 14, 16-hour shifts, 8-year-old kids. And the owners were living in houses. That was one summer. We went to there. One summer we went to Rhode Island. We went to Newport, Rhode Island. And you see the houses of the owners. You know, I mean, first of all, the houses are bigger than this whole building put together. And there's gold on the walls. Right? And those are the summer houses. That's called good? So Cameron Marshall says it's a bad thing. So he had this great idea. Right? What was the problem? I mean, he had, you know, the man had, he was probably paranoid, who knows what besides, right? Power corrupts. He forgot that little detail. It's a little detail he forgot about. So he had this wonderful theory. He says, we're going to have to create this system, etc. And everybody's there just, of course, for the comrade, you know? But some other comrade Stalin seemed to have gotten a better deal than comrade, you know, Chekhanov, who was sitting in Siberia. I don't know why. But we're in there for everybody. Because you forgot about the fact that there are other parts of human being. So you have the best theory in the world. It doesn't work. Because you're not addressing the whole human being. So that's true on a global sense. It's true in each individual person's sense. We have, I decided this, and I said that, I said Rosh Hashanah, and I said that, and I know my problem is. I have a problem of X. So I'm going to work on X. If I don't understand how to integrate that into my whole reality and all of my issues, I didn't address anything. I made it worse, probably. It created too much. That's what he said. So the void which we have to do has to be, we have to be, have an awareness which spreads across all of our reality. And the void which we want to do, it has to be integrated into our reality. It's a tremendous amount of self-awareness we need to generate to be able to do true avoid. That's the point he's trying to say. So the Maharapano says, you're not really going to understand what it is until you put it into the mice. Like every scientist knows, we make a theory in the laboratory, and it sounds great, right? You got to test it out. You make a test model, you test it out. Why? Because, right? So we truly understand the properties of something when we do it lemaisa. So that's true in life. Person develops a tremendous thought process, believes out the development of his emotions. Or his problem is he has machshavas, but he doesn't live like that. He's a divided person. To bring everything together. You want that the thought process should develop, should bring you to a point of it reaching a point of emotion. And you want that to bring you to action. The person gets an understanding of something. So now he has a true understanding of the concept of the halacha. Of a halacha, the shmira, will the kiyum. The person who wants to try and bring it all in together, Zoyi Hadas. That's the meaning of the part we skipped. That's the meaning of Das. All right, so he spoke about the idea of Das last time. That Das is the integration of the information into my reality. So that's what it means. If I can understand that, I can integrate it into my reality, that I connect with it in an intellectual level, an emotional level, on a practical level, and my being connects with it, then I've touched, I've created, and then I really understand something. You know, the mushal which we try and use, the place to say which we would, you know, our mushal, but yeah, the maschava ishta. Right? Everybody understands, if you want to have a real marriage, you have to learn to emote with your spouse. You have to learn to try and understand the position where they come from. You have to learn how to translate into reality. Right? So I have deeper understanding of my wife, but I just don't get her emotions. Like, right. I have maisa, but I don't get it. Right? I emote with her. I just feel the emotions. I don't understand her. Right? It doesn't work. So the same is true when you want to bring together, when I bring it together myself, I have the same problem. That's that. The meaning of a yedo, I truly get myself. Right? One day the person says, I really get myself. Right? To really get yourself, there has to be all elements coming together. So imagine, you know, again, see, the problem which we have is we think in protim, right? But let's think in a prat, show how prat applies, and then realize how the prat doesn't work. Tefillah. Person learns Hilchos Tefillah. It's very much with all of Hilchos Tefillah. He says that the Pesukah Zimra, according to Halacha, says he's supposed to say it at a certain pace, and he sets his watch, and he says it according to that. He times it. He's very much with Halacha. They say he's supposed to count money. He goes and he counts money. And he practices counting money, so he knows exactly how long it takes to count money. And he learns how to do the same thing with, you know, and he spends years working on counting, saying Pesukah Zimra according to the way you count money. He never looked up what the words mean. Okay. He doesn't have any hispilus of the message that the words are telling him about the very oil, etc. That's ridiculous. The person says Pesukah Zimra with compulsive hispilus. He's so overwhelmed. He's thinking about the moon when the pasuk says sun. He's thinking about, you know, the oritz when the pasuk says shemayim. Because he's spoiled. He feels so uplifted and so, you know. That's ridiculous. A person has a deep understanding of the words, he knows what it means, but he says it at a speed that Pashut, you know, he may make the bulletmen jealous. Right? That's not true. You need all of them to come together, right? So you understand that. The hispilus, the machshava, the maisa. Then you have a process of tefillah. That's true. It's still not right. Because if you look at tefillah as divorced from tefillin, you don't understand tefillin. You look at tefillah and tefillin as divorced from limud haTorah, you don't understand tefillah or tefillin. You look at tefillah, tefillin, and limud haTorah divorced from ben olam b'chaveiro, you don't understand tefillah, tefillin, and tefillin. And limud. You don't get anything. You can't divorce it. And that's the problem which we do. Because we're so used to working on things in pratim, because working on all these things ends up, like, you know, we end up with nothing. So we work in pratim, we start thinking in pratim, and that's his mistake. You work in pratim, you think in klal. How is this action which I'm doing, which is a prat, going integrated into my whole total reality of what I am and my growth in Torah and Mitzvah? That's a tremendous challenge. Okay. Mizrahi Salim Odas, Hamor Hanitsky, Hagonas Bodam, Yotzi Beloit, Michel Heves, Tafka, Yerichu, Kalkalke Odam. If I can find a way to combine all of it together, then I have a true, the true ma'or of the Bereshim's tikkun that he wanted for myself affects me. Because I'm not all these different parts. I'm one. And if I fix up one part, I'm unhealthy. You need two parts to your wire to make the light bulb work. It has to go in, it has to go out, right? If you connect anywhere along the way, there's something, one side is totally connected. So there's all this electricity going into the bulb. It sounds great. It don't work. Why not? So that's the way it works. There's the ruach and guf, the two things together, and all the interplay. When they all interplay properly, then we create or.
We're left without a mahalach now, how to work on ourselves.
My friends, you know, the only problem is, you know, the prakim of Das go for another so what page? Resh Mem Hei. So you have another 100 pages. That's it. It should take us at this pace. Reading it should take us about 5 years. And doing it a whole lifetime. And that's exactly the point. Okay. So we said before that the focus is on how is it impacting you as you. That was what we meant before. We don't know exactly what that meant. What it means is I become truly aware of me. He's going to give a mashal later on. He has the midas clock. You turn to page Kuf Mem Vav. So I'm running ahead of ourselves. He has a midas clock. Right. Midas circle. So this person is describing himself. This would be example. Would be the dugma. It's an example of a person who's defining his good midas, good strength, his strength and his weaknesses. And what he sees as his primary strength, and he sees his primary weaknesses, etc. Right. So that was an example of one person of how he defined himself. This is what he saw good and what he saw bad about himself. Okay. Now, obviously, we're not supposed to copy him, right? They do the same thing. Each has to pine and make their own picture.
But are these all the options?
No, there's more options. There's many options as you want. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin has a book called Gateway to Self-Knowledge. Now, first thing is, I recommend do not read the book. If you don't know how to use the book properly, it can drive you over the edge. So what he does is he has about 105 different topics, 110 different topics, and he has questions to ask yourself about the topic to come to self-awareness about the topic. Right? So, and then he has in the back like another about 300 or 400 different things which he cross-references to the 100 and whatever that he wrote about. It's very overwhelming. Right? And the reason why it's overwhelming is because the person was busy reading the Sefer is just doing the Machshava part. But the problem is, how do we divide everything? How do we become aware? Okay, so I go through there and say, look, you know, this, you know, I like 10% of this, 5% of this, 3% of this, and I mix it together, shake it up, and there's Elie Reingold, right? Like, you know, put into the oven, bake it at 350 for 3 hours, and there's Elie Reingold, right? So yeah, he gives you at least a better picture of who you are, what are your realities, honestly, your strengths, and honestly, your weaknesses. I have no strengths. So then you're not being honest. There's no thing a human being doesn't have strengths. The Russian didn't put you in this world to be the lo yutzlo, right? I have no weaknesses. It's the bistama mashugan. Right? And the one person that says, you know, he says, I'm telling you, Chloe, I have no problems. Everybody else around me has a lot of problems. I have no problems. Right? At first, I thought the guy was joking. After death of the fellow for a few years, I realized he is serious.
Oh, goodness.
Right? The answer is the person is so unhealthy he cannot face himself in a mirror. So the answer is everybody else has got problems. It requires a certain amount of self-strength to be able to do this, which is why the people who aren't ready for it yet and open up that safer go off the deep end. Right?
They think they're ready for it.
But the problem is, so what's the balance? So you develop it slowly. And the healthier you are, the more you can develop. And the more you see that, but again, but the problem is, so you put it on paper, oh, I'm a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You're not a little bit of this or that. You're a combination of the two. If I want to just, you know, imagine the following, you know. Let's say, for argument's sake, I think we mentioned, we gave this motion once. Let's say, for argument's sake, there are 20 midos which define a human being. That's it. All right, they're not. But let's say there were 20. All right, and we give each one a gradation of 1 to 10. All right, so each person has 20 different midos, and he has them in a combination. Each one between 1 and 10. So I could have meter number 1, a 1. Meter number 2, a 1. I could have 1s all across the board. That's one possibility. Or I could have 1, a 2, and 1 across the board. I have 1, a 3, a 1 across the board. I could do it. You know how many different possible combinations there are? You know, it's 10 factorial to the 20th power, some ridiculous number. I don't know. It's like, I don't know the number that work out, my mathematicians work out the number. I haven't thought about the number. What? It's 10 to the 20th, right? So, and that's if you start with 10 possible gradations and 20 different possible meters. So, nobody's the same. Right? And I'm never going to get all of it down. But it's on the paper. Well, I'm a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You're a little this, but you're a little bit of this. And you're a lot of that. And this guy next to you is a little more of this and a little less of that. So, we can't do it just in the world of Machshava. But we do intuit a certain amount as we come honest with ourselves. We do intuit a certain amount of what we're at and where we're at with these type of things, and that's Hashem has Rachmanis on us that allows us to do that. Okay, let's just finish off the sentence. That's what das will bring you to. If you want to develop as an Oved Hashem and do what you become the human you're supposed to become, you're going to have to become a bardas. A bardas is a person who has a true understanding of reality. He gets it. If the person doesn't understand himself, do you really think he gets the rest of the world? I get everything in the world, I just don't get myself. That doesn't make any sense either. So that's our avoid. Okay.